Record yields, record production. That's the new Agriculture Department forecast for corn and soybeans. It's the first forecast based on actual farmer and field surveys, which show for corn a crop just a bit above 14 billion bushels, 1% above last year, with a record yield 167.4 bushels an acre, somewhat less, though, than some private analysts had expected. USDA analysts dropping their average price forecast by a dime to an even $4 a bushel. Soybeans, an expected record yield, almost 45.5 bushels an acre for a total crop of a record 3.8 billion bushels, 16% above last season. USDA chopping 15 cents off the previous price forecast, now at $10.35 a bushel. First corn price reactions off the USDA crop forecast Tuesday. December futures dropping 5.25 cents to $3.63. And of course, corn prices have already been pushed down well in advance of that crop report. University of Illinois economist Scott Irwin says for corn growers,
we are well into the loss area, particularly for anyone that has relatively high prices for cash rent.
And that's another factor. Will these lower crop prices bring cash rent rates down as they're being renegotiated later this year?
There will certainly be downward pressure, but I think it will probably be surprisingly modest. I think it will probably take a 2 or 3 year run with prices of corn in the $3.50 range or so before you would really see substantial downward pressure on rents.
Irwin thinks, meanwhile, corn prices are about as low as they're going to go for a while.
Particularly with the positive fundamental situation in terms of the use side of the balance sheet.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.